Lord, let our love be without hypocrisy, and help us to shun evil and cling to what is good. Help us to be devoted to one another in brotherly love and in serving you. Amen. My precious ones, Papa just had a vision of what the enemy is trying to do to the community and other Christian communities. He saw an Alaskan king crab that had been boiled. It was lying on its back, but still alive. There were demons trying to pull the legs off, one at a time. So we are the crab that has gone through some very hot water and is now being served up to the bad guys. And they are trying to ruin us by taking out one leg at a time. Family, we are not loving our brothers and sisters the way we have been called to. Some of you have personal issues with one another. Things you have not forgiven that are still in your hearts. The enemy is using those feelings to cause sadness to those around you. It has been coming out in rude and harsh ways. My heart is very saddened to hear that harsh words are spoken to one another. There is not one person here that I want to lose. You are all precious and needed. Please, I am asking you to love your brother, love your sister, and do not allow yourself to have anger or jealousy or any kind of attitude towards them. This is what people do in the world. This is not the world. This is God's little piece of heaven. And when we allow petty issues to influence our attitudes with one another, we hurt the Lord and ourselves. Every one of you are so important to this mission. Please do not hold bitterness in your heart for anyone. Let us stand before God clean and not full of ugly darkness and pettiness. Rick Joyner once prayed, "Lord, I need you to speak. My heart is so saddened by what I have been hearing. Complaining, unforgiveness, jealousy, and one-upmanship, being territorial. This should not be here at all. That is the way the world operates. Dear God, change us." Jesus began, "My beloved, I am glad you are finally seeing this. Satan has made great inroads in tearing apart communities, one member by one member. You have been weakened. There are those who refuse to forgive and have hostile feelings towards others. You may have to ask them to leave if they cannot forgive. They do not see what they are doing, but Satan is very happy with them. Claire, this is me. You are not making this up. Very seriously, you may have to ask some to leave. They do not see what they are doing, but they are allowing Satan to use them. Children, children, since when do you permit yourselves to be used by Satan to hurt others in my house? Your bitterness has caused Mother Claire to lose much time and energy on the work she is doing for me. By holding grudges, murmuring and complaining, accusing and not overlooking faults of those you say you love, you are hurting this community and hurting me. You know in your heart of hearts when you have been ugly to another. You know when you have lashed out for no good reason. You know when you have given place to the devil and your flesh. I am giving you a stern warning. If this does not change, you will be asked to leave. I will not tolerate these attitudes here. This is a loving place, a place of forgiveness, a place where you look up to one another, a place where you build up one another, a place where you feel good because you are loved and accepted. You are to honor one another above yourselves. You are to serve one another above yourselves. You are here to love and be loved as I expose your faults and help you grow past them. I will not tolerate selfish, petty, backbiting, and ugly lashing out here. I will not. You know better, and you know how to hold your tongue. I am much more concerned with your hearts than your tongue. I have poured my love and provision out upon this community, and I will not allow a few to spoil it. I will bring others here who really know how to love, who do not lash out, who do not complain, and who do not gossip. There are those among you who have a long history of this behavior. I brought you here to help you change. You have had plenty of time to see your bad behavior and be accountable. Now is the time to change, or you may return to the world where that kind of lifestyle belongs. But you cannot continue to do that here. Just because Mother does not hear everything that goes on does not mean that it can pass by as normal behavior. I have deliberately exposed these attitudes to her so she could see who has them. The next step is for you to change so you remain here. I see everything. I hear everything. And I have brought this to light so that it may be changed or removed. I know this sounds harsh, but you must understand that this community is very special to me, and I cannot allow one or two or three people to continue with a bad example, or it will ruin what I have planned. Lord, please tell me what to do about the outside world here, phones, internet, etc. I thought you would never ask. Lord, my mind is swirling with so many thoughts. Please break through and tell me what you want. Administrators may keep their phones at certain hours. Those who have a legitimate need may use them at certain hours. But if you would like to know my heart, I will tell you, phones should not be here. They are an open window to hell and the world. I would much rather you had self-control and common sense, but there are those who are weak, just as you are weak, and it is better to restrict the phones than to allow them to continue to distract or be an occasion of sin. I want to cleanse this community and others. It is a good idea, and now is the best time to do it. And that was the end of the Lord's message. God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and thank you, Lord, for helping all of us to stay clean before you and to truly love our brothers and sisters from the heart.